Okay, in the middle of Machlokish between Rav and Levi, whether Trumas Hadeshen, if a Zohar does Trumas Hadeshen, if he's Chayiv Nis or not. Machlokish revolves around how you learn the Psukim. You need two Tnoim, Avodas Matana and not Avodas Siluk, and Avoda Tama, where there's no other Avoda after it, the end of a series of Avodas, not the middle or the beginning of a series. And Rav learns that you need both of those Tanoim even outside, in other words, not in the Heichal and not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Levi learns that from the Pasuk that it's only inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim that you need the Tanai of Avodas Matana. But outside, on the outside Mizbeach, even Avodah Siluk, Zohar is Chayiv Nis. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ihochi, Avadetam Nami, El Mi Beis La Parochas, Hu Da Avodah Tama, Velo Avodah Sheyesh Achare Avodah, Ha Bechutz Afilo Avodah Sheyesh Achare Avodah. Right? So now the Gemara asks on Levi, if Levi holds that you don't need Avodah's Matana outside, because it says umibeis ula mibeis laparoches, which means in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where Avodah Siluk is not chayiv. You need Avodah Matana. Then why don't we say the same thing about Avodah Tama? Why don't we say the only time you need an end of a series of malachas, Avodah Tama, is inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It also says that same those same words, l'chore, should apply to Avodah Tama too, not just to Avodah Matana. Gemara says, V'avadatam hadar arvekra. Since it says V'avadatam, from avadatam we learn avodatama, that has to be an end of a series. Since it said above, it now says it applies even outside. Right? The Mibesh LaParoches only goes on avodas matana. But V'avadatam is an extra vav that comes to tell me that it applies even outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sirashi. Ihochi vavadetam nami veshaparochas davodatama kegon nesinas ktoris avoesh. Right, lechora you should be chayiv outside even avoda that's not what's it called avodatama. Right, what's it called inside? You should need avodatama inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What would be an example? Rashi says of avodatama inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, putting the ktoris on the esh, as opposed to bringing in the Kafu Machta or whatever. Those are all beginnings of a series. The end of the series of this Avoda is putting the Ktoris on the fire. The Lo Sheyesh Achare Avoda, what would be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim an Avoda that's not Avoda Tama? Holachas Kafu Machta, bringing the Kafu Machta inside. If a Zohar did that, he wouldn't be Chayiv Nisa, right? For at least for doing this avoda, because it's not an avoda tama, and that's an avoda that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sheish acharecha chafina v'aktora. There's two other avodas after bringing in the ktores, and that is making the chafina, taking the handful and putting it on the esh. Va'avadetam hadar arve le'in avoda tama. No, here there's an extra vav. So the gabi avoda tama shahavav mosif linyan rishon. The Vav comes to include not only Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mibes LaParoches, but even what you do outside. Aval Avodah Matana Lo Mahadar. But by Avodah Matana, and not Avodah Siluk, there it doesn't say a Vav. Yala Amibes LaParoches, Lekameh, Deloksi BeVav. That's only going on Mibes LaParoches. So only time you need Avodah Matana is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even Avodah Siluk, like Trumas HaDeshen, is Chayiv. Boy Rav, Avodah Siluk Beheichal Mahu. What?
It's not.
Where?
It's not.
Right. No. What's it called? But Avodah Siluk is Chayiv even outside. Is Chayiv outside. Only Avodah Siluk is potter only inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, you're chayiv, even a Zohar is chayiv outside. Boy Rav, Avodah Siluk Beheichol Mahu. We know that Mibes LaParoches, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? Outside the Heichol is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right? That for sure, according to Levi, you're chayiv even on avodah siluk. Okay. So what about in the heichal itself? Is the heichal like kodesh hakadoshim? Is that included in mideis laparoches? Or no? If anything outside the kodesh hakadoshim is like the mizbeach achitza. Lifnin midamin alei, you compare it to kodesh hakadoshim. Or lachutz midamin alei, we compare it to something outside on the mizbeach achitza. Chodr pashta mibeis ula mibeis. Right? It says it could have said mibeis laparoches. The fact that it says ula mibeis laparoches comes to include what's it called, even the heichal. That in the heichal also you need the same conditions. That it has to be avodas matana, not avodas siluk. Okay, Rashi. Avodas siluk beheichal. Vehi avodat tama. And it's a end of a series. Kegon dishun mizbeach apnimi. Like taking the ashes off the golden mizbeach in the heichal. The hamenorah. Or taking the ashes out of the menorah. So it's the last of a series. The Levi Mahu, what would be the halacha according to Levi? Levi holds that you need avodas matana in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but not on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. What about avodas in the Heichel? Do you need avodas matana, or even avodas siluk is chayiv over there, just like on the outside? Mibeis laparoches, havelei lemichtav, it should have said mibeis laparoches. Uksiv ula mibeis laparoches, lasos Heichel kebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Heichel has the same din as lifnai v'lifnim. Upotul avodas siluk. And your potter by avodah siluk, both in the kodesh hakadoshim and the heichal, you're only chayiv in avodah siluk outside, and that's why trumas hadeshim azor is chayiv misa. Okay, now the Gemara says ela me'ata. These words in the Gemara are very difficult. Tosa speaks about it, and all the rishonim speak. Right, what's the ela me'ata? Zor shesidras hashulchan lechayiv. Right, we just got finished saying that what's it called? That according to Levi. Right, you need avoda tama and avodas matana in the both tnoim, right, to be chayiv misa in the heichal. So what's the elamayata? Zor shesidur sashulchan lechayiv. Right, we're saying that everybody holds that in the heichal. Rav holds even outside you need both tnoim. Levi holds you need both tnoim in the heichal and in the kodesh hakadoshim. So now, these avodas that are in the heichal, lechora, there's no difference between Rav or Levi. So what's the elameata? Now that we establish this, okay, I guess we're not going to go into it, but I guess it's a kasha, what it means, elameata. Elameata, zor shesidur sashulchan lechai. A zor who, what's it called, is mesadr the shulchan, should be chayiv, because it's both avodas matan, you're putting something on, and it's the end of a series, putting the lechem on the shulchan. Mar says no. Ikur sidur bezichin. There's something else after you put the lechem on the shulchan. You put the bezichin on the shulchan, which the next week are niktar, and then the bread becomes mutter. So that's all part of the series of putting the bread on the shulchan. The bezichin is part of that series. The havamin of the Gemara was that's a different thing. It's a different part of it. It's a different series, not the same thing. No, it's part of that series of putting the lechem. The lechem isn't complete without the bezichin. Someone says, see the bezichin lechayim. Okay, then the person of Hazor put the bezichin on the shulchan. That's the end of the series. Should be chayim for that. Ika siluk. Right? The haktorah. No, there's still another part of this series. Taking them off and be makter them. It's all one large avoda. So this is the middle of the avoda. Zor shesidur is hamenorah lechayiv. If a zor was mesadur the menorah, he should be chayiv. It's avodas matana and it's avodat tama. It's the end of the series. Mar says no. Ikan esinus psila. Right, just putting in the what's it called, the oil or whatever, is not the end. You have to put in the psilos. Nosam psila lechayiv. A zor who put in the psilos should be chayiv. No, ikan esinus shemen. You have to put the oil in, not just the sidur ha. Menorahs, you put the what's it called, the candles or the wicks or the what's it called in the menorah. That's the sidur. Then you have to put the wicks in. Then you have to put the oil in. Nosan shemen lechayiv. Okay, so the azor put the shemen in should be chayiv. That's the end of the series. No, ikahadloka. You have to what's it called be madlik. Hidlik lechayiv. Person who's madlik should be chayiv. Azor. Mar says hadloka lav avodahi. Hadloka is not avoda. So the chor, if it's not an avoda, then the end of the avodas is the putting in the psilos or the shemen. The Rishonim explain, no, it's not an avoda, right, that a zohar can't do it. We'll see the Rambam holds that a zohar can be madlik the menorah. If you take it out of the heichal, a zohar can be madlik. The kohen has to set it up. But since lemaisa, you have to, what's it called, light it, right? So even though hadlok is not the mitzvah is it should be lit, the Chazoni says. Not that you should light it. There's probably hashlochos legabi this, legabi ner Chanukah. If the mitzvah is hanocha or hadlokah, if it's like the menorah, it's not like the menorah, but the menorah, hadlokah lab mitzvah. The mitzvah is not lighting it. The mitzvah is it should be lit. Right? The burning. The fact that it should be give light. The actual lighting it could be done by a zohar. But it has to be lit. So even though it's not an avoda, but putting the oil and putting the wicks in is not the end of the series of avodas. Even though this itself is not an avoda, but it has to be done. So lamaisa, these things are not the end. So not the end, that's not called avoda tama.
The lady considered a czar here?
Well, the lady's a czar, yeah. Kohen without the gidekun is also a czar. Shmar says, velo, avlok is not avoda. V'atanya, the nosnu b'nei aron ha-kohen eish al ha-mizbeach, the orchu eitzim al ha-eish. Lee made al hatsosas alisla alisa shalote yela bekoin kosha ubekli shoris. Right, when they put the tinder on the mizbeach to light the marocha, a kohen has to do that. So lighting the mizbeach is an avoda. So mistama lighting the menorah is the same thing. Mar says no, hatsosas alisa avodahi hadlok alav avodahi. The menorah, the ikar is it should burn. Over here, there's a mitzvah to make it burn. The mizbeach, that's where the chazonish runs. Right? Lighting the mizbeach is a mitzvah in itself. Masha'enke, lighting the menorah is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the menorah should burn, should light. See Rashi till here? Elameata, the avodas matana mechayev behechel. Right? Since avodas matana is chayev in the hechel, and you need also avodatama. Zor de marbe ulami beis behechal zor de marbe ulami beis zor shesider lechem mechayiv nisa. A zor who put the lechem on the shulchan should be chayiv nisa. The amay amrin leel dalar avodas shalom. We said before there's only four avodas, and that does not include putting the lechem on the shulchan. Ika shesider bezichim. No, there's something after that. After putting the lechem, you have to put the bezichim on. You put the flasks of Lavona after you put the lechem. Putting the lechem on is not any finishing of the malach of the avodah. And putting the bezichim on is not the end either, because you have to take them off and be makter them the next week. They would take the crucibles. Neros means the crucibles where you put the oil, right? From the menorah, the kaneach offering yotha to clean out. Right? It's mashed over here that the gold crucibles where the oil went in was removable from the menorah. And the chora, that's not the case, because the menorah had to be made out of one piece of gold, and nothing was removable. So in classes they say the chosen the kovin osabah that they were connected, but they were like flexible. So you could take them out, put them back in. They didn't completely separate from the menorah, but they separated enough that you could clean them out well. The hariavod the tama. So being the sadr the neros, putting the neros. Neros over here means the crucibles of gold that the oil went in on top of the menorah. That should be avodat tama. Shmuel says no, they're still putting the oil, the wicks, and lighting it, right? So, and even lighting it is not an avodah in itself, but it's the end of the series, so it makes all the other things not the end. Hatsosas halisa, hatsosas kismim dakin. This is the tinder that they use to light the big logs on the mizbeach. If they had to light one of the bonfires on the mizbeach, kigon shekorba maroch lichlos shenisra for kol medura, the whole bonfire was going out, so they had to relight new logs. So you couldn't just light it stam; you had to have tinder to light it with. So even the lighting of the tinder had to do be with a kohen who was wearing big day kahuna. Ubikli shoris shealobesh big day kahuna arba. im kohen hedyet, who im kohen gadol, who shmon, he has to wear the four begadim if he's a kohen hedyet, or the eight begadim if he's a kohen gadol. Shari nemer kan hakohanim, the chomakom shenemer b'nei Aaron hakohanim b'kohuna mashma b'gdei kohunasam. He's not considered a kohen unless he's wearing his begadim. Okay, elamiyata. Back in the Gemara, elamiyata zor shesidur samaroch lechayiv, zor who set up the bonfire on the mizbeach, he set the logs, should be chayiv. Mara says no, ikur sidur shnei gzirei etzim. After you put the main logs on the mizbeach and make the bonfire, yeah, you have to put two other logs on, separate two logs. So those two logs are the end of the series, but the putting of the original logs is not the end of the series. Shmar says, Sidr Shnei Gizri Yetzim, Sidr Shnei Gizirim L'chayim, then a czar who put on the two logs should be chayim. That's the end of the series. Shmar says, no, Iker Sidr Eivorim. No, the series includes not just putting the wood on, the wood is there to burn the Eivorim. So putting the Eivorim on the wood is the end of the series, not putting the two Gzirim on the Mizbeach. I v'homer Ravasi om Rav Yochanan zor shesidur shnei gzirayetzim chayiv. I Ravasi said the name Rav Yochanan that taka a zor that put the two gzirim on the mizbeach is chayiv misa. Right, so you see it is in avodah tama. We don't consider putting the evorim on the logs, right, an end of that series, but something else. Mar says b'ha plige marsav avodah tamahi marsav lav avodah tamahi. One holds that it's an avodah tama. Why? Because legabi the eish, it's the end. Ah, you put the evorim on, that's a new thing. That's a separate thing. And the other one holds no. Right? The purpose of the eish is to burn the evorim. So the end of setting up the bonfire is to put on it what you're burning. That's part of what the fire is all about. Right? Could be that it's totally in the shay legabi hilcha Shabbos, what the balacha of bavir is. Right? Lighting fire. Machlokas, whether lighting fire is chayiv because of kilyan ha'etzim, it's the burning of the fuel that's the chiyuv of eish, or making a fire, making a flame, right? If you learn that it's burning the fuel, so it could be the whole concept of putting eish on the mizbeach is to burn the eivor, right? It's to put on it what you're going to burn. But if you hold that the idea of making a fire is to make the flame, then it could be putting enough to make a flame is in itself the avoda. Now what you do with that flame is a separate thing. But if the whole idea of fire is what it consumes, then what it's going to consume is not the fire. Don't make fire on the mizbeach to burn wood. You make fire on the mizbeach to burn avorim. So that's all part of the sidur of the fire, what it consumes. But if you hold that the eish is just making the fire, then the idea of making fire on the mizbeach is one thing, and what it consumes is a separate thing. Okay, let's see the Rashi. Shesidur hamarocha eitzim. He put the wood of the bonfires on the mizbeach. No, that's not avodah tama, because after you put the regular bonfire, you have to put two more logs on. That's a special halacha. We learn from Psukim that you have to have two extra logs beside the regular bonfire. Putting the evorim on the bonfire is part of sidur hamarocha. The marocha includes the wood and the evorim that's going to burn. The Gomer Siba. You finish making the bonfire when you finish putting the wood, all the wood on the mizbeach. The sidur ha'ivorim tchilas sidur acheru. Putting the ivorim on is a new thing. Rav sover lav avodah tama. The shame sidur echeru. Organizing the bonfire includes putting what you're burning on it. That's part of that same avoda. Tanya Kavaisi the Rav, Tanya Kavaisi the Levi. Now we're going back to the original machlokas, Rav and Levi. Whether you need the tnai of avodas matana bachutz. Levi holds you don't need that tnai. And outside, azor is chayiv misa even for trumas hadeshen, avodas siluk. And Rav holds you need that tnai even outside. There's a braisa like Rav and a braisa like Levi. Tanya Kovaisi the Rav, Avoda Shazor Chayiv Aleihem, right? There's a brash like Rav. What are the Avodos that a Zor is Chayiv Misa? The Chayiv Aleihem Misa, Zrika's Dam, Zrika, because that's Avodas Matama, you're putting something on the Mizbeah, and it's Avoda Tama, it's the end of a series, right? The series started with the Shechita, it ends with Zrika's Adam. Bein Lifnim, Bein Lifnai Lifnim. Doesn't make a difference, Zrikas Adam, right, in the Heichal, Zrikas Adam in the what's it called, the Shakadoshim, or Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach. The Hamazah, the Chatas Ha'ov, and the one who spritzes the dam by a Chatas Ha'ov, you spritz it with your finger. The Hamematzah, the Ola Sa'ov, by Ola Sa'ov, you don't take the dam and spritz it on the Mizbeach with your finger, but you squeeze it out of the neck of the bird. The hamakter ba'ola sa'ov, right? And the, somebody who's makter the ola sa'ov, the whole body of the except for the morah v'notzasa, it goes on the mizbeach. It's the end of a series. The hamenaseich shlosh lugim mayim, right? The shlosh lugim mayim on sukkis nisuch hamayim u'shlosh lugim yayim. And but doesn't mention trumas adeshin. Only these avodas. They have to be both avodas matana and avodas tama. Tanya Kavosig the Levi, and there's a brisa like Levi. Avoda Shazor Chayiv Aleihem Misa Hameiri Misadeshin. Betherish says Truma Sadeshin. You're also Chayiv Misa. That goes like Levi. The Sheva Hazol Shebifnim V'Sheva Metzora. Like we said before, the seven Hazols in the Heichal of Dam by Parim Anisrothim, or the seven spritzes of oil in the Heichal by a Metzora. The Hamal Al Gavim Mizbeach Beidover Kosher Beidover Pasul. And putting on the Mizbeach, whether it's something kosher or posel, and the Rashi explains that's only posel if it's the halacha is that imola lo yerdu. If you put it on the Mizbeach, lechatchila you shouldn't, b'dieved, if you put it on, it stays there. But if it's something that even b'dieved you take off, azor is lachayiv misa if you put it on the Mizbeach, because it doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. Okay, Rashi. Zrikas dam. Hamizbeach b'chutz, right? Putting dam on the mizbeach on the outside. Bein lifnim hazor shala paroches, right? The heichal, the seven hazols towards the paroches. Bein lifnai v'lifnim shal bein abadim yom kippurim on yom kippur. The kohen brought the blood inside the kodesh hakadoshim and spritzed it towards the arum. The chatas ha'ov k'siv hazor by chatas ha'ov it says hazor. You sprinkle the blood. The hezo midam achatas al kiram isbeach, but ola saof ksiv mitzri umolak esrosho the hikdiram isbeicha the nimtza domo al kiram isbeach. You squeeze the dam out of the neck. You don't put it on your finger and throw it on the isbeach. That's called hazor, but you mematz it on the isbeach. Vahamakter shol the kolhi. The ola is completely burnt on the isbeach. Ola saof. The hamenasek shloshes lugim she pachos shebenesachim revius ahin lekeves. Menasek shloshes lugim yayin is the smallest nisuch is revius ahin shloshes lugim. That's for a keves. The ilu trumas hadeshen loktoni behind the karav. In this price it doesn't mention trumas hadeshen. That goes according to Rav. Bein dover pasul bahanach psulim shem psulim bekodesh dimolo yerdu. The psulim that became pasul in the azara. That their psul is only when they're in the Azara. But something that was pasul, like a balmum, even before it came into the Azara, if it goes on the Mizbeach, you take it off. So if a Zor put it on, that's he's not Chayiv Misa for that. Mishum Hachi Chashiv Haktor. Therefore it's considered Haktor, since b'dieved, if you put it on the Mizbeach, even though you're not supposed to, it stays there, that's considered Haktor. Okay, let's go on. Now we're going back to the original thing. We finish now with this. Chiyuvim of a Zor Chayiv Misa, the Machlokas Rav and Levi. We'll finish with that. Now we're going back to the original thing of the pious. Loma Mathisim. Why do they make pious? Moses says Loma Mathisim Kedamorim. I explained to you why they made pious because there was a sakana of making races, and this was the easier way of doing it, safer way of doing it. Ela Loma Mathisim V'Chozer Mathisim. Why don't they make one big pious one time for all the avodas of the day? Why they make four different piyuses? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kedei lahargish kol ha'azara, in order to make the azara with a lot of noise and busyness, to keep it agitated. Shneemar asher yachdev nam tiksov v'deis Elohim nalich berogish. Right? So, so what's it called? They wanted to make it where the Kohanim got gathered together four times, kept them as the Azorah busy. And that's covered of the bayis. Shouldn't be empty, right, and desolate. Should be a lot of busy activity. A lot of activity is a Kiddush Hashem. People are busy in the Azorah. That's more covered for the bayis. See Rashi, Kidamor, and show you boimli de machlokas. They make pious in order to avoid the sakon of racing up the Mizbeah. So what's the kasha? Mara says, Loma mafisim v'chos mafisim. Loma nesofim mafayis arba pa'amim b'yom. Kinesnam masnisim. Why do they have to come four times? Yafisu al kulam basifar ishova. Mi yishko lezeh, mi lezeh. At one time, do all the pious for the whole day. Lahargish lashmiya kol hamon amrav kama pa'amim. To make a noise of gathering together, there's a lot of people in the Azorah gathering together, it's what's it called, busy, there's a lot of activity. Shehu covered the melech, that's a cover for the melech, that his house is not empty, that there's a lot of activity going on. Sheneh mar b'zeis elokim nalich b'rogesh. Okay, now the Gemara says, b'mem mafisin. What did the Kohanim wear when they made the pious? Rav Nachman omer b'digdei chol. Rav Nachman says the pious itself was made in their regular, ordinary weekday clothing, not big day kahuna. Rav Sheshe summer big day kodesh, and Rav Sheshe said they wore their big day kahuna. Rav Nachman omer the big day chol, the omer the big day kodesh, ikabali zroos bechamsi v'avdi. If all the kohanim were wearing their big day kodesh, so it was easy to just go and chaparai and do the malacha, the avoda right away. So somebody who lost, and he was a sore loser. And he was also a birion. He was a strong guy, right? A mechutzef. So he would go and rush and do the avoda before the guy who won the pious would have a chance to do it. So therefore, they wore big day chol. So in order to be able to do the avoda, you had to go put on big day kohuna. By that time, they make sure that the person who deserved it got it, or this guy would have charata. He wouldn't, you know. In other words, doing something. What's the word? Impetuously, right? Sometimes you do it, and if you have to think about it, you didn't do it. So if he had to go change clothes before he would do it, he would cool down. Rav Sheish is Omer Big Day Kodesh. The Omer is a Big Day Chol. Agav Chavivu say Mikru V'Yavdim. No, if they wore, he says they had to wear Big Day Kohuna. Because if they wore Big Day Chol, then it could come out. And as soon as the guy won, the pious, he'd be so exhilarated, he'd go run and do the avodah, and he'd forget that he's wearing big day chol, and he'd do the avodah, the big day chol. Omer Rav Nachman Meno Amen Allah. Rav Nachman said, how do I know that they wore big day chol? Dishnan Mosrun Lechazonim V'hoyim Afshitin Osanas Big Dayim. After the pious, they would give them over to the Chazonim, to the Shamoshim of the Kohanim, and they would take off their begodim. They left them with their pants on because it's tznius. You see, my lab also shezachol the pious, right? Mashma that first they took off the big day chol and then they put on the big day kodesh. We're taking off the big day kodesh from the ones who didn't win, not taking off the big day chol from the ones who did win. Okay, see Rashi. B'memafishin, mahiu lovshin osan hanesof in lefayish, big dechol or big dekodesh. The big dechol, Rav Nachman says big dechol, v'azocha lavoda poshton v'lovish big dekodesh. And the ones who were zocha would then take off the big dechol and put on big dekodesh. They had dressers for the Kohanim who dressed them. And they would take off their big dechol and then put on the big dekodesh. Dechamsi liavdi, because if they didn't wear big dechol, they wore big dekodesh, it was possible that people weren't zoche, would impetuously run to do the avoda since they were dressed in the big day chol already. Nikru v'avdu, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Now, what's it called, not Rabbi Yochanan? Rav Sheshe says that they wore big day kodesh for a different reason. Because then the ones who were zoche, if they were wearing big day chol, may forget themselves and go start doing the avoda in big day chol. They wouldn't wait. So therefore they had to be in big day kodesh, so right away they could go and do it. Mikru v'avdi, avodah big day cholos, and shezochol the pious. The ones who won would forget themselves and start being oved big day chol. V'chazonim shamoshim. There were shamoshim that dressed the Kohanim. V'oson shelo zochu, the pious, hayu mafshitim big day kodesh, shefisim bohem. is it not talking that the Shamashim are taking off the Big Day Kodesh from the ones who didn't win? No, so the first Gemara wants to say it's talking, taking off the Big Day Kodesh, Big Day Chol from the ones who did win. The Gemara answers, no, it's talking about taking off the Big Day Kodesh from the ones who didn't win.